السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Honorable Ulama, respected Hufaz, and listeners on Radio Islam International, firstly, Ahlan wa Sahlan, welcome. It really warms our hearts to see that you have taken our time and you have attended this program. One, in acknowledgement of our humble invite, and the other, in acknowledgement of the sterling services of those Ulama and Hufaz who are going to be acknowledged this evening, inshallah. A few months ago, our Imam Maulana Yusuf pitched this idea to the committee and said, we've been talking for some time about doing something in the name of our first Imam, the late Qari Hafiz Yusuf Nurbai, rahimahullah. Why don't we have an Ulama Awards? And we immediately embraced the idea with a great degree of earnest for two reasons. One, it gave us an opportunity to acknowledge ulama and huffaz whilst they were still alive. And I might just mention, whenever I say ulama, I'm including huffaz, you know, throughout my short presentation here. Many times when an alim passes away or a hafiz passes away, then we do an obituary, we do a tribute program, we do a eulogy, and we talk about their tremendous sacrifices and their significant contribution. And inevitably, the remark will be made, but hey, we should have shown a bit more acknowledgement and appreciation whilst Hazrat Maulana Imam Sahib was still alive. So we felt that this was a good idea because it gave us an opportunity to acknowledge many ulama for their sterling services whilst they were still alive. Even though we are fully aware that ulama by their very nature are very humble and they are averse to this kind of publicity and they are averse to this kind of acknowledgement, but it was necessary for us as a community to do that. So that was the first reason that we embraced this idea with enthusiasm. The second was it gave us an opportunity to once again acknowledge Qari Nurbai Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the first imam of this masjid, as is well known. But he himself embodied what we are acknowledging tonight. He was not only an imam who looked after the musalla, but he was a man who did such service to the community via the masjid where he was serving that his name then became synonymous with the institute. When I do have an opportunity to travel in various parts of the country, when they ask me, Mana, where are you from, Lens? Which masjid? Islam? Oh, Qari Nurbai's masjid. You go to the Cape, you go to surrounding Qaris, even other countries, you know, you go to Europe, etc. His name had become synonymous with this masjid and this institute, not only because of his beautiful and melodious manner of reciting Quran, but because of his contribution. He became a central figure. He was the imam of the maktab for over two decades. He was the head of the hifz class. He, at that time, when there was very little infrastructure compared to what we enjoy today in the form of various organizations, etc., he was the man that people turned to for welfare support. He would go out and collect the money. He would disperse the money. He was the man for social welfare. He was the one dealing with marital cases, taking calls from wives whose husbands were somewhat too aggressive. I was remembering as I was jotting down my notes one Ramadan when Qari Sahib stood up here in the masjid and said, you think you're a man? Stop bullying your wife. Stand up here and we'll show you how to bully. So he was that personality that embodied the spirit of being a community person and serving the community in multiple ways on multiple fronts. When you talk to many of the people who are seniors today, like Maulana Karolia, whom I just see here, Maulana Imran Hussain Nabi, who's in Australia, Maulana Bigji and others, they talk about his ability to mentor young people and upcoming people. My path kind of crossed with Qari Sahib in terms of being a student at the latter part of his life. But even I can bear testimony to that, the Taraweeh, you know, how he would protect the Huffaz, how he would nurture them, how he would give them encouragement, how he would bolster their confidence. He had that remarkable ability to identify talent and to nurture talent. And therefore, by having the Qari Nurbai Ulama Awards, we felt we could achieve this dual purpose, inshallah. One, acknowledge the ulama as much as they don't want the acknowledgement whilst they are still alive, and simultaneously to pay tribute to late Qari Sahib. I must say on a lighter note, I don't know how many of you noticed, but if you look closely at the poster, there's an icon of Qari Sahib's topi. You can look at it on the screen. And those who are familiar with Qari Sahib would know, the blue and the maroon. I remember once there was an office here, which is now the ladies' salah facilities, and I went to read my door to him. I'd done door by Qari Sahib, and he was very excited. So I told him, Qari Sahib, why are you so happy today? He said, I'm getting my new set of hats. So he would take those hats and, you know, cut out the inner, those Western-style hats that the farmers wear, And then he would, you know, do his thing on it with the maroon or the blue, then match it up with the specs. Many of us would remember the bayan would be delivered with one color specs and then the khutbah with another color specs. Qari Sahib was very meticulous in those things. You know, had his own towel for wuzu, had his signature announcement. How would you know Qari Sahib was part of the Jamaat? You'd hear the dropping of the keys. So even if he came late, you'd hear the dropping of the keys. And we honored that his son Riyaz is with us here tonight, and we make dua his son Mubin is recovering from a surgery. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant him shifa. We also would have to acknowledge those who have passed on, which we are not going to be formally acknowledged tonight in the form of an award. And I must mention that this is not an exhaustive list, you know, because when you're talking about people who have passed on and you're looking back almost 50 years, it's a near impossible task to make sure you don't miss out any names. But from the list that we were managed to put together, after taking input from our seniors who are still with us, the late Qari Sahib himself, Nurbai, Maulana Fakhruddin, Maulana Uni, Qari Sayyid, Mufti Hussein Bayat, Maulana Mahmood Timol, Maulana Bayezid Pando, Maulana Nanabai, Maulana Ibrahim Lunat, Maulana Hassan Lunat, Maulana Yahya Bam, Maulana Abdullah Nana, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia, Maulana Muhammad Mia, Maulana Anwar Varachia, Maulana Yunus Varachia, Maulana Naeem Japi, Mufti Qasim, Qari Barkatullah, Maulana Ibrahim Bamji, Qari Habib Ahmed, our late Imams, Maulana Faisal Tikli, Maulana Umar Rawat, Maulana Isakji, Maulana Kasuji. Rahimahumullah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill the qubur with noor. And may Allah reward them for their sterling service and all those who supported them. And may Allah reward their families. And may Allah reward their spouses. Like I said, it's not an exhaustive list. It's just to give us an indication of the stalwarts who have served this community. It is on their foundations that we are building. Whatever little khidma we are doing it on the back of those people who laid the foundation, who had to come and do groundbreaking work, and who had to come and do foundational work. So, what are the objectives behind this award? You know, it's a bit of a touchy thing, especially in the ulama fraternity. Some may feel that, you know, this masjid is synonymous for innovation. So, what new innovation is this? Simply, like I said, we need to appreciate the scale, the depth, and the extent of the selfless, dedicated sacrifice and contribution of our ulama. We may know this is that Maulana is Imam for so many years in that masjid, this Alim is teaching in that maktab for so many years, that Alim is running a hifz class, but we don't always know. Actually, in most instances, we're not aware of the scale, the depth, and the extent of their khidmah. How much they sacrificed, not only in terms of money, where they worked for a near pittance for most of their lives. They sacrificed their health. They sacrificed their family time. They sacrificed giving due attention to the upbringing of their own children because they embraced the entire community as their family. We know that we are taught by our ulama that scholars are like the stars. You can't imagine a horizon without stars. Let me ask the residents of Lanesia, can you imagine a Lanesia without the ulama that served and are serving? Can't. At the moment, we're going through a very emotional period, right? Because of what's happening in Gaza. Imam Ghazali has written in his Ihya that if you were to weigh the blood of the martyrs and if you were to weigh the ink of the ink of the scholars would outweigh the blood of the martyrs. It's a different kind of sacrifice that they have made over an entire lifetime with sincerity, with steadfastness, with regularity, with punctuality, and with selfless dedication. So that's the objective. That's the key objective that the ulama and huffaz who have done such sterling work, let us acknowledge them whilst they are still alive. Another objective is that the younger amongst us must know what was the contribution of the ulama to our community, to our society. And the third thing is that the younger ulama who have grown up with many privileges, right? Younger ulama who have grown up with Darul Ulums being much closer to their homes, who have grown up with accessibility to developed infrastructure, to a whole generation or two generations of scholars on whom they can lean. They must understand the sacrifices of those ulama who had no infrastructure. They had to develop it. Who had no generation or two above them to lean on and to draw support from. So that's another objective. The last point that I will mention in terms of objectives is that the tribute is not only for the scholar or for the imam or the hafiz himself. Like I said early on, for those who have passed on, equally for those who are still alive, it's for their spouses. You know, the sacrifice of the wife of an alim, only the wife of an alim knows. The children of an alim know. The family members. All those who supported them. There were many silent supporters. Many ulama whose houses were freed. who were given money for Hajj, who were given money to put food on table by people who didn't want any fame for it, for people who didn't want any recognition for it. Now, the criteria, and I would ask you to please very humbly bear with me and listen very attentively to me, because the one thing we don't want is to be any controversy in terms of who was selected and who wasn't, right? This is meant to foster harmony and to foster appreciation. So we had different options that, you know, how are you going to go about finalizing a list of who to acknowledge and who not? A very general kind of benchmark was 30 years of service, approximately, either living in Lanesia or living outside of Lanesia, but doing service in Lanesia, khidmat of deen, via an institute in Lanesia or via direct service in Lanesia. That was the broad criteria. Three categories. One was imamat, the other was teaching, and the third was community work. So that's the bulk of those who will be acknowledged tonight. Approximately 30 years plus of service, either living in Lanesia for those 30 years or serving for those 30 years via an organization or via projects and via khidma in the Lanesia area. There's one extra category that was put in terms of the criteria, and that is where it was felt that, look, you don't have awards like this every year or every other year. It should not be that young ulama feel that, hey, maybe I must now wait till I get 55, 60 before I would be acknowledged. Not that they're doing for the acknowledgement. So we felt, let's acknowledge some ulama who have made an impact. Now, it was not unilateral. There was advertisement that took place that sent in your nominations, send in your suggestions. And it was on those suggestions that a list was drawn. Let me say very categorically, it is highly likely that we missed out somebody according to our own criteria. We tried quite hard. We consulted with many people in the know, with many seniors. There may be people sitting here tonight who may be thinking, but I fit the criteria. How come I'm not acknowledged? Again, I want to reiterate the point. Let's not generate unnecessary controversy around these issues. Let's understand the spirit behind it. We can't make an exhaustive list. We can't, it's not humanly possible, as much as we try to avoid it, to ensure you don't miss even one person or a few people. But do come to us and tell us, you know what, you've missed A, B, and C. So in future, we are aware of it. And also, a book is being collated. So inshallah, we can add this into the book, even if we've missed that person on this particular occasion. So I've taken you through the background. I've taken you through the objectives and the criteria. Let me say in conclusion that we must thank our sponsors for this evening. Africa Muslims Agency, they were ready. I mean, their late father's history with the masjid and with the late Qari Nurbai is known. And as soon as the message was sent, they said, we're ready to do our part and to help. The same with Ashraful Aid, the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, South Gauteng branch, wanted to acknowledge the contribution of ulama on behalf of the ulama, Radio Islam being the media partner. There's Ma Zahir Hansa who did the artwork, Maulana Ahmed Bayat who helped with the slides and the screens. There's a sister Rabia who is doing all the collation of the information of the various ulama so that we can put it in book form. The decor, yes, we do a sector. They assisted with all of that. We also want to thank all of the ulama. Alhamdulillah, bar one and two, one or two, every alim who was invited to be acknowledged here tonight, despite their personal humility and reservation for public acknowledgement, understood what the objective was and they accepted our invite. And for that, we are really grateful. Also to our other seniors that are here from Darulum Zakaria, from the Jamiatul Ulama head office, etc. We say Jazakumullah for gracing us with your presence. It means a lot, not only to us, but to those ulama that are going to be acknowledged. I must also acknowledge Maulana Yusuf for doing all the coordination, the reaching out to the ulama, sending out the invites, arranging the gifts, the frames, and Maulana Saeed Bigji for being the driver behind the scenes. I think more than half of the people present here tonight are only present here tonight because they worried that they would get chastised by Maulana Saeed if they didn't come. They got either a personal call or they got a personal visit and they got multiple reminders. So they realized that even if I was thinking of ducking, I can't duck. Because I'll then have to answer to Mauli Saeed Bigji. Lastly, on behalf of the Jamiatul Ulama South Gauteng branch, we're going to be doing a collection outside afterwards for the Isali Thawab of all the ulama of Lanesia who have passed on. Depending on what is the extent of the contribution, then a decision will be made in terms of what project it will be utilized for. So that was just my brief to explain to you the background behind these awards, to explain to you the objectives and the criteria. If we've missed anybody out, again, I humbly apologize. Don't blame Maulana Yusuf. Don't blame anybody else. The buck stops here. Please do remind us in that regard. So in future, we will keep it in mind. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the khidmat of all the ulama. May Allah crown it with acceptance. May Allah make it a means of blessings for their progeny. And may Allah uplift their legacy up to the day of Qiyamah and beyond. May Allah reward us for this humble initiative and bless it and crown it with acceptance. Jazakumullah.